After a sensational murder that took place in Chicago on February 14, 1929, at the Valentine's Day, top performer and the killer, Fred Berg, fearing of police prosecution, leave the US border. While hiding from the law, gangster starts a new life in Mexico. FBI makes steps to catch the killers and the people involved in gang murder in a garage number 2122 at North Clark Street. The case of brutal murder of seven people gets the official title of the Valentine's Day Massacre. Jack McGurn, a well-known gangster, personal bodyguard, and the chief shooter of Al Capone, becomes the main accused in this case. Despite a strong alibi of the accused, McGurn is arrested and for a long time has been under the trial. To get away from the police accusations and to avoid a trial, Jack brings to the large collateral. Even get rid of the charges and the court, the gangster is still under the supervision of the police and the FBI. The public is extremely outraged by that story and insists on non-seizing the case. Edgar Hoover, the head of FBI, has realized who is involved in the murder and defines the main goal to destroy the criminal clan of Al Capone's with any legal charges. At the beginning of 1931, Capone was arrested, formally charged with a tax avoidance. Additionally, crime boss gets new special difficulties. His business is stressed and declined by the influence of US Great Depression. McGurn, living away from the business under close police surveillance, decides desperately to leave Chicago in secret. The gangster moves to Mexico City with his wife, Louise Rolf, in order to find his friend and former partner, Fred Berg. Soon gangsters meet in one of the salons in the Tepito district in Mexico. McGurn tells a friend about all that had happened and about personal problems with the law. Despite a great risk, Fred Berg decides to help him and to develop a strategic plan. Not living in Mexico City, Fred Berg and Jack are planning to commit new murders in Chicago by other hands. Gangster's hope is to release Al Capone on charges before the final decisive court. The target is the murder of the gangster's chief prosecutors and the people associated with the investigation. As they need much money to implement their intentions, the bandits commit major robbery in Tepito. To fight effectively against the US authorities, gangsters organize crime syndicate in New Mexico. Soon, the head of FBI, G. Edgar Hoover, and the agent of Finance Ministry, Elliot Ness, have become under the threat of murder. By mid-1931, Chicago floods the new wave of criminal terror and dozens of people have become the murder victims. Police and FBI for a long time are unable to identify the main reason and source of these events. The trial of Al Capone has been postponed indefinitely. P.S. The movie plot gets completely unpredictable turn in historical events that have occurred since the beginning of 1931. Further action on the plot is to be included in the TV serial project.